Okay, good afternoon. Hope you
Afternoon.
have good
Hi.
lunch.
Yeah, we had falafel.
Oh, nice. And you?
Yes, I had something similar, but non-vegetarian.
Okay, so today is our third meeting. It will be about the conceptual design. If I come back to the minutes of the last meetings, we decided not to go for speech recognition technologies because of some reasons, and we are not decided about the use of the screen on the remote control because of costs. So maybe we could we'll be able to clarify this question today. At the end of the meeting, we should take a decision on that point. So I hope that your respective presentations will help us. So each of you have some presentation to perform. Who starts?
I will start.
So marketing. So you saved your presentation somewhere?
Yeah.
So you four,
Four, yeah.
which is TrendWatch. Okay, Mr. Marketing Expert.
Yeah, it's me.
So before.
Well, I investigate the preference. I investigate deeper the preference of the users. Also the current investigation, the current then current trends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Doesn't sound okay. Well, what I found. Can you?
Next slide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. What I found in order of importance, from less to more important, is that people want an easy to use device. After they want something new, technologically speaking, but the most what they find more interesting, more important, is a fancy look and feel instead of the current trend, which was the functional look and feel. So now more cool aspect, more a cooler aspect, rather than a device with many functions and many buttons. With instead of a device which can do many things, a device which is pleasant to watch, to see.
Okay.
Also, well, in Paris and Milan, in Paris and Milan, the current trend of of clothes, furniture, and all this fashion, it's fruit, and the theme is fruit and vegetables, and also in the USA, the most popular feeling is spongy. Spongy means spongy.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should think in this direction.
What do you mean by fruit and vegetables and spongy? What
spongy
you mean
means
clothes?
It's like
fruit vegetables is the new. Have you seen the last exposition of clothes in Milan?
No, I missed that one.
Yeah, I didn't miss and. I saw that the fruit, there are many pictures of fruits and vegetables in the
Oh, place. They okay, so they're not like dressed as a carrot, they just have
not yet.
Pictures
not yet.
Of fruit on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're not going to have the remote control in the shape
of
a banana, just
yeah.
maybe
Visible textures and all this kind of
drawings of animals.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what's your suggestion? How we can have some shape like that on the?
So this is in the next slide. So then.
No, it's not.
It's not.
So which fruit are you thinking of?
I haven't thought of any particular fruit, but the general aspect of the remote control could remind some kind of vegetable, natural object or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it
maybe
depends on the.
Maybe you can display a banana on the LCD.
What's that? You want the remote control to be the shape of a fruit, or you want just some kind of like fruit logo on the?
Means buttons are
in
the shape
the
of
shape,
fruits.
The shape.
Buttons are in the shape of fruits or something. Apple, banana, something like that.
Not too similar to a fruit, because
mm-hmm.
next year the trend will be different.
Mm-hmm.
So we shouldn't be really attached to the trend.
So something that looks half like a fruit and half like an elephant.
For instance, yeah. African or as an elephant?
That we can discuss after.
Okay, I'm not really sure. If that would really appeal to everyone, though, maybe just to fashion gurus, like maybe just like a little fruit picture somewhere in the corner. But I don't know about how ergonomic an orange is.
We should first specify what target are we focusing. I think, in my opinion, we should focus on young people, because they are more open to new devices and. Also, yeah, according to the marketing report, 95% of young people was able to buy a cooler remote control.
But is fruit cool?
What?
That's a question.
What?
Is fruit cool?
Yeah. What? Is the new trend of the.
Well, I guess, you know, Apple has their iPod, so it might just because they have an apple on the product doesn't mean fruit is cool.
No, I think we should think about a shape with it, a device with the shape of some.
Okay, but it has to be easy to use though and to hold. You know, you don't want a pear or a watermelon.
Don't you think we can find the shape of a fruit which is handy?
Probably the only thing is a banana.
Banana.
I can think of a cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe too long.
Maybe too green.
Maybe.
So, but I mean, you also have to. You have to also have fit all the buttons, and you know.
Yeah.
The thing is, you have to, normally with buttons, they have to be at some point attached to a circuit board, so if you're going to have things like on a cylindrical kind of device, it may be difficult to build.
And it will be rolling along.
I like your idea. We shouldn't have
a lot of
buttons.
Yeah,
buttons,
and you would not have a lot of place to put a LCD on a banana also.
Yeah.
Do you want an LCD with 25 euros?
Well, you're a marketing expert. You should tell us if it's too much or not.
Well, according to the report, people are more interested in a fancy look and feel than in a technological innovation.
So
I would give more importance to the look and feel than rather than the.
So you suggest
inputs.
To go.
And also, I'm not convinced about this LCD because you need internet connection. You need more things. It's not just buying a new control remote. You need buying control remote, buying more things.
So
it's
you're
not
simply,
so simple.
You are simply looking to a remote control that looks like a banana with a few buttons.
Yeah,
only a few buttons.
For giving an example, yeah.
Okay, good. So So maybe you can go there.
Yeah, no, it's what I already said.
Okay. Thanks. Okay, I'll give the floor to your user interface guy.
Okay.
So you 3.
Yeah.
And it's this one.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay, so next slide. Okay, so I received an email around lunchtime letting me know that the brilliant minds at our technology division have developed an integrated programmable sample sensor sample speaker unit, which is a way for you to have a conversation with your coffee machine and or remote control.
It's just a speaker, right?
It's no, what it is, it's
not
it's
a
very,
microphone.
It has a microphone, has a speaker, it's got a little chip. And allows you
actually, I'm not reading microphone there, so that's why you cannot have conversation.
Well, it's
it
sample.
Will just speak to you.
Sensor sample speaker. Sample sensor sample speaker. It means
mm-hmm.
that it can recognize, it can do like a match on a certain phrase that you speak,
mm-hmm.
and then can play back a
mm-hmm.
phrase in response to that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no kind of understanding of the phrase.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, I guess you could build that in. You could link the recognition of a certain phrase to some function on the remote control.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, the thing is, we have this technology available
in-house.
So, but the thing is, obviously, there's still going to be a cost if you decided to integrate that, because you still have to pay for the production of components. So, but it basically means we can kind of consider this from a, you know, a theoretical usability kind of viewpoint without worrying too much about, you know, how to develop it, because we have this already done.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, some people might get annoyed if we just dump it.
But this is something that I'm really understanding. Is this a technology that recognizes keywords, speech keywords?
It'll recognize, I guess, keywords, but, you know, keywords in a certain order, like a phrase. You train it for a certain phrase. You say the example they said that they have up and running with their prototype is although they're actually integrated into the coffee machine that we're producing, is you can say good morning to the coffee machine and it can recognize that phrase and it'll play back good morning.
Is
how would you like your coffee?
It's just to play back something.
Yeah. So actually that was a bad example, because it doesn't actually ask how do you want your coffee, because it can't really understand the response.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So this is not really to do control.
Only in the sense that it can recognize a set target kind of word.
This is just more like a toy.
It's designed
designed
as a fun kind of thing,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I guess you could use it as a way to implement.
It is a fancy thing that we can bring to the remote control that will not have any
completely pointless. Yeah.
Yeah. Completely pointless.
Yeah.
from the interaction point of view.
Yeah, unless you know you like having conversation with your remote control.
Okay.
Yeah, but can we use it for saying okay, channel 50?
Well, yeah, that's
20.
The thing. If you can, but you have to I think it's a fairly simple design, so you would have to record into the device every possible combination. You have to train it to learn channel 15, that whole thing, not just the word channel and the word 15. It doesn't have that kind
so
of logic in it.
So this is much more than taking this technology, bringing it to the remote control.
Yeah, that would be some development work.
So this is out of discussion.
Yeah.
So if it is something that we can bring easily and to put it into the banana remote control.
Mando.
Banana Mando.
Banana
Mando.
Yeah. then it could be cool. Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead.
I don't think it's worth it. I think it doesn't really add much to the functional design, and it's not mature enough to use as a speech recognition engine.
Okay.
So, yeah. So if we can just move on to the next slide, I've just done a quick mock-up of some of the features of our potential funky-looking.
It doesn't look like a banana at all.
Well, you see, I was unaware at this point of the fruit focus.
Yeah.
So at the moment, it's more of a box focus.
Looks like
you see now, you can
a tropical fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is actually, this could be genetically engineered fruit that's designed to be, you know, square so that it packs tighter in the boxes. But I've just indicated here we could have actually two scroll wheels, because I think the scroll wheel is a fairly key part of, you know, I think everyone has agreed that, that it could be quite a useful thing. So, but I think it's important, you know, to have two scroll wheels because, you know, you want one for the channel, but you also want one for the volume because it's the volume is, it's, you know, it's very handy for it to have a instant kind of feedback and response. So, but I also included this turbo button because I think, you know, every design should have a turbo button.
What's a turbo button?
Well, see, this is, you know, a unique problem with televisions is that if you have this this scroll wheel for the television, the tuner in the TV is not going to be able to switch between stations as fast as you can scroll. So, you know, the person might want to have a might want to be able to scroll past television stations without seeing what's on them, in which case it just waits until you stop scrolling and then, you know, displays that station. Or they might want to scroll and have a quick glimpse of it, even if it lags behind what they're doing so far.
It controls the speed.
Yeah, so with the turbo button, you can say skip over channels if, you know, if I'm scrolling past them. And, you know, it's you could have a little red light that comes up when they press it so they feel, you know, it's really going fast or whatever. So, yeah, that's those are the two important features, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We need on the remote, but I mean, we can discuss about what other kind of buttons we need. You know, it could be, you know, if we want to have like a very cheap kind of device, I mean, we could even consider that maybe we want to sell this as a very, if it's going to be a banana, you know, as a pretty gimmicky kind of thing that doesn't have that much functionality, is just, you know, a couple of scroll wheels and a button, because it's hard to get so many buttons on the banana, and it's still very, it may even be for some people more functional than their current remote if they have these scroll wheels. So you know, what other buttons do we want?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could have, well, I guess you need an on and off switch, but you could,
yeah,
you could turn it on by taking the top off the banana, maybe. You know, it's kind of like a spy kind of flick thing.
Sounds crazy. I like crazy ideas.
That's why you're a marketing
yeah,
guru.
So it looks like we are going completely to forget about the LC thing.
Well, that's the thing. Have we decided that we can only spend €25?
I think.
Well, not spend, but, you know, charge €25.
I think we could use somehow the coffee machine dialogue interface or
something. No, we can't use that.
We can't
use that to
communicate.
To communicate. It's just
yeah,
a feed.
We can say channel 25.
No.
But then you have to have a template. Every channel, for 100 channels, you have to be able to recognize.
It's not a lot, 100 templates.
Well, I think it's probably more than our chip can handle, because
yeah,
it's designed for a coffee machine, you know, to say hello in the morning.
Ah, it's designed for a okay. Is it designed for a coffee machine?
Well, that's its current application. I would presume that it's kind of, they wouldn't design it to handle 100 things.
Yeah.
So
maybe you could ask your, you could ask the engineering department.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good thing. You want to move
yeah,
to your
right,
slides?
Yeah.
You're finished?
Well, I just made the point. I don't know that speech recognition is, you know, even if we can do it, I think it's not really appropriate for a television environment. But I did have one thing from a previous meeting. You were talking about being able to find the remote control, and I was talking about being able to extend the remote control by having, you know, a base station that can control other things as well.
Mm-hmm.
It might be useful to have some kind of base station, even if it's just you press a button on it and the remote control starts beeping. You know, this is a way of finding the remote. In that case, maybe the speech recognition, the speech thing could be useful just to say,
exactly, yeah,
I'm here. But it's probably a bit of overkill if you could just have a,
so it's a speech
beeping
synthesis kind of thing. Something has
it's
been stored and it's just spoken out.
It's speech synthesis and it's speech kind of, not really speech recognition, but
yeah,
kind of pattern
matching.
Well, good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. So you two?
That's right.
Okay.
So this is going to be about the component design. So first thing is we need power source for the remote control. So I was of the idea that we can have two kind of power supplies. One is the usual batteries, which are there. They could be chargeable batteries if there's a base station kind of thing. And on top of that, we can have solar cells. When the lighting conditions are good, they can be used. So it'll be pretty innovative kind. Then we need plastic with some elasticity so that if the remote control falls, it's not broken directly into pieces. There should be some flexibility in
that. I guess that fits in with the spongy kind of design philosophy.
Yeah, so we should think of something like that, and then it should be double curve the sides for the ease of handling, and there are some other issues why we need double curve. Then controls for the traditional users, we can have the push buttons so that they don't feel that it's an alien thing for them.
So, just 1 second, when you say double curve, what do you actually mean? You reckon you could, like, draw us a thing on the whiteboard?
Double curve is, you have curves on both the sides, if I'm right. So it's symmetrical kind of thing, whatever it is.
Okay, but, like,
so
kind of convex?
It could be curve. So it could be convex, concave, depending on what we want.
Okay.
So there are flats, there are single curve, and there are double curves.
Okay.
These are the three things. And there are different materials. With plastic, you can have double curve, but with certain other materials, we cannot have double curve. So there were many other materials like wood, titanium, and all those things, but plastic is the most appropriate one.
Yep.
It'll bring the cost down, and anyway, it's...
Also, you know, wood could be quite a stylish option. If you take, like, nice quality kind of wood that's got a nice grain, and you kind of put some
but
varnish.
But there is
on.
No elasticity. Which
wooden cases.
Well, it depends. I mean, you have the wood itself is not going to break, so you don't have to worry too much about the case being broken.
But
the inside. Yeah, but inside, you know, you can still have some kind of cushioning that's not visible to the user.
Very too expensive to do.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can also. You can have just a very thin veneer of wood as well.
Yeah, but it's more easier to do a banana in plastic than in wood.
That's true. But are we set on the banana idea?
Well,
it looks like
we're
all targeting
that, you know?
The shape of a banana is not... It's not really handy.
Yes, it is.
I don't know the name in English.
It's not a fruit, it's a
vegetable.
It's like a pumpkin, or? Yeah. Pumpkin?
Green.
Green.
Yes, I see. What does it
taste
like?
And you put in the salad.
Pepperoni.
Ah, yeah, what's it in French?
Pour.
Oui.
Yeah, okay. So capsicum or pepper?
Pepper.
But it also switches with the double cure for easier.
I don't know. It seems a little bit kind of bulky to me.
No,
like,
I mean, in a
it's not true.
Like
you
a banana.
You think it's really fancy and fun. You think that young people
I'm sure
are
it's fun.
More than a banana.
But banana is not so handy.
Banana is more
handier
as compared to this, I think, and to capsicum.
But you know, like a banana, you can be holding like this and have the scroll wheel kind of on top and just roll it back and forth like that. But with
it's
a
kind of, it's
I don't know how you would hold the capsicum. And
it's really ergonomic. It fits in the hand, and you had a lot of surface to to put the controls. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, right.
So time is running. Let's move on.
Okay, so push buttons for the traditional users so that they don't feel they are alienated. And a scroll button with push technology for channel selection, volume control, and teletext browsing. These are the three scroll buttons which are already available with us in the company, and we can go ahead with that.
Okay.
Yeah, we can go to the next slide. Then there are different kind of chips. One is the basic chip, and then regular chip, and then an advanced chip. So we can have regular chip for control. Pricing is a factor for us. That's why we'll go for the regular chip. And regular chip supports speaker support. So this functionality could be used for tracing the mobile phone which has been misplaced.
So is that when you say speaker support, you mean it just has some output pins which kind
of... It could be a beep kind of thing.
Okay, but the speaker is actually attached to the chip in some way, or is it just the signal?
That's right. Okay. It's onto the chip. Most probably. Not 100% sure about
it. So are there any issues where we place this chip to make sure you can actually hear the speaker from the outside of the banana?
That will be the volume control, I think, which a user should should be already predefined. It should be, whatever be the case, the chip is always going to be sitting inside.
Yeah, but the speaker, if the speaker is actually on the chip, then if it's too far away from the casing, or if the casing is too thick, then you may not hear the speaker.
So we can have it at one of the boundaries so that things are slightly better.
Yeah.
As far as hearing is concerned, or we can have some gap at some place.
Yeah. So that's like something you have to keep in mind with the actual physical design, is to keep the speaker close enough together.
Okay. Yeah. So these were the component selection in these things. We can go to the next slide. And these were the findings which I saw with the web. That user wants to have control more than one device, wants to control more than one device from the same remote control. So our TV remote can have little extra things to support additional devices like VCR, DVD players, which are usually attached with the TV. Because users are like this, that they don't want to have one remote control for everything. So this additional little, we might be having slightly better market for us.
It depends. If we if we are concentrating on like a fruit design, then maybe we're going to sell a collection of fruit. You have like a different fruit for each device. Because that sometimes people like to collect
remotes,
objects,
things that of a similar.
Crazy objects.
I think that would be funny at the beginning, but after 1 month, you will be tired of being surrounded of fruit.
Well, you're the one who wanted to do fruit in the
past. No, but I think just one fruit to control everything.
Like a power fruit.
A mando, a super mando fruit.
And as far as I could see on the web, the scroll button is becoming really a hot thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we should have it on the remote.
Okay. Well, I didn't understand very well this trace, speaker, lost control.
So you are having a base station, okay? Usually your remote sits on that, so that's why it can have chargeable batteries. Now let's say
you have to buy two things: the banana and the base station.
Base station is with the thing.
It's with the thing. You bought the whole thing.
It's like a telephone handset is there, and the base station for the telephone handset is there. So now, what user gets additionally, he doesn't have to buy batteries. They are rechargeable batteries. So over the period of time, he'll recover the cost. So you are having the base station, and there is a button. If you press that button, wherever the remote, it will start beeping, so you know where the remote is.
I think it's a pretty handy feature.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of, people would find it worth it even if it wasn't a recharging station,
mm-hmm.
even if they didn't have to buy extra batteries, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm a bit worried about the budget.
This is, base station is nothing more, just it's a wire which is coming from the main cable.
Mm-hmm.
And you're having one socket on which the thing sits.
Although you do need to include RF kind of.
That's right.
Circuitry in
but
the remote.
All these things are usually in-house, so we don't have much problems. So component cost is going to be the least. Anyway, we are not using very advanced technology. LCD has already been ruled out. ASR has been ruled out. So it's the basic thing, but very trendy and very user-friendly.
Okay. I'm just wondering, actually, because, you know, this whole fruit thing with the banana, it seemed like at first seems a bit kind of niche, like only a few people would really want a banana. But what if it was kind of a stylized banana? You know, rather than having it kind of, you know, yellow and really looking exactly like a banana, you could make it kind of silver and, you know, to give you kind of the idea of a banana, but without it looking, you know, completely kitsch, for better word, you know?
You think that yellow is kitsch?
Well, you know, I don't
you
know how
you
many
make something that looks like a banana. It should have the color of a banana.
Yeah, otherwise
well,
it will be miss.
Otherwise,
you don't get
maybe
any feeling
like that.
It's neither a
banana
like nor
color,
a...
this color. Maybe, you know, maybe, like, still in the shape of a banana.
Roughly.
No, exactly. Exactly. But you know, just maybe not exactly the same texture as a banana, and just kind of, you know, because The thing is, it's going to be a little bit difficult to make, to give like the texture of a banana anyway, and to have the exact shape. I think if you're going to not be able to do it properly, you may as well do it in a stylized way that just looks a bit more kind of, you know, 21st century rather than 60s or 70s.
Okay,
and
let's move on.
Going to the last slide.
Yeah, before ending the meeting, I'd like to draw some sketch about the future prototype.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay.
Well, no, not you. You can finish your slides.
Okay,
before.
So anyway, users will be, so the findings is users will be very interested in a locator device to find their misplaced remotes.
Okay.
So that was very, I thought it's a very suggestion by everybody.
Okay.
That's all.
That's all?
Yeah.
Okay, so well done for the presentations. So we need to take some decisions about what we're going to do. So I propose that you go to the whiteboard.
Yeah.
And we are going to report all the ideas we had during these presentations, just to draw some sketch about what would be the final product, and our super mango banana, and with the basis, extra functionalities such as wheels, the speaker unit, the device, and I don't remember.
That's right. The basis station.
Basis station, yeah. So we're going for a stylish banana shape.
Yes. I guess you want to hold, like, the end of the banana you want to kind of hold is, you maybe want to kind of hold like a gun rather than, because you don't want it to point kind of towards the floor.
Right.
So if you have like.
What about this shape? More or less.
Well,
there's less space on this to put the buttons.
If it has really more the shape of a banana, it could. The starting is good, but it should have more the shape of a banana if you want to point really at a thing. If you don't want to do that movement, which is difficult, if you don't have to do it, in fact, it's better. So time is running. We have to move forward. So let's skip to this ID. Yeah.
Okay. So.
So we have this. We have a basis. How do you call it? Really?
The base station.
A base station.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a base station extra on the side.
Okay. So I guess we need, you know, something that can fit a banana shaped object.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have RF for beeping.
That's right. Yeah.
For
we
beeping,
need that. Yeah.
We need RF to beep.
Okay. So
that means we need a button on the basis.
Yeah.
Basis station.
Basis station. Thank you.
All right. So we need.
Can you go quickly, please? Okay. So we are going to add also, as you suggested, some wheels to control the volumes and channels.
Yeah.
And your turbo.
Turbo
button.
I think it's probably best actually on the underneath of the
on the
device. So you have
maybe here,
yes.
and the wheel at the level of the thumb, for instance.
Yeah. So you have the thumb kind of here.
And you have two wheels.
So yeah, you need one here and one on the other side.
Okay, right.
So you get volume and channel.
Good.
And
so no LCD.
No LCD.
Okay, great. Very good.
Okay.
Well, we need a power on off switch as well.
Yeah.
For the remote?
Yeah.
Remotes don't have power.
No, for the TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
that will be controlled by the. Those buttons will be there already. Yeah.
Where?
Means
on the side.
Because
yeah.
Remote is going to have both the interfaces, scroll as well as buttons. They are not going to cost you much. Everything is in-house, and now you don't want the traditional users to be apprehensive of this.
Well, I don't know if the traditional user is going to buy a banana or like
Oh,
in the
yeah.
first place.
That's
know.
That's another issue which
I mean,
didn't think of.
You need to kind of keep it.
But you know, our targets are very high. It means 50 million euros is the profit which we want.
What about?
Yeah, how many of these did we want to sell? I can't remember.
25. 12.5 is the profit on one.
Yeah, but how many units did we need to sell? What?
4 million?
4.4 million. That's a lot of fruit.
Yeah.
In the market.
What about?
So, well, no, time is running. We have to close the meeting in a few minutes. So, okay, the next step, you can come back to your seat. The next step is to go for, to building a prototype based on this. Okay?
Okay.
So, next meeting, you guys have to prepare the following things. You have to work on the look and feel design, and you have to work on the user interface. In fact, you two, you have to work together
mm-hmm.
to model the first first prototype. A marketing expert has to go to product evaluation. Okay.
What about adding this word spotting, keyword spotting recognition, saying what, volume up, volume down?
It's too difficult.
It's too difficult, but people like innovation, and that's really innovative. And I don't know if it would cost a lot, just a few, 5 words.
It's not it will not be possible to implement it for the next prototype. So it's in the next prototype. So let's keep it.
Okay.
For the future prototypes.
Yeah, maybe for the if
that can be
if it if it works well, we will go for
that can be
in
the
range one.
Been on a plus plus.
Yeah,
plus Mando.
Yeah, on the fruit.
Maybe objective banana.
Okay. Thanks very much. We'll see next meeting. Bye.
So meeting's over.
Yeah, we
okay.
have to go design
okay.
the prototype.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The problem is after all this meeting there is time. It's a meeting day.